This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban fighters on Thursday captured another city, the 10th provincial capital they've seized in a week, as U.S. intelligence says Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, could fall to the insurgents within 90 days. The speed of the Taliban advance has sparked widespread criticism over U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw American troops and leave the Afghan government to fight alone. With the last of the U.S.-led international forces set to leave by the end of this month, the Taliban has taken control of about two-thirds of Afghanistan, having mounted an offensive on multiple fronts. Government forces are finding rural districts too hard to defend. Many have withdrawn to protect Kabul and other cities, prompting thousands of families to flee the provinces in hope of finding safety there. Hong Kong's population declined by 1.2% in the last year, including nearly 90,000 more residents departing than moving into the city, figures released Thursday showed, as Beijing cracks down on dissent and the pandemic kept the finance hub sealed off. The population decrease continues the largest decline since the city began keeping comparable records in 1961 and comes during a period of intense political turmoil. Mid-year population estimates for 2021 show Hong Kong's population stands at about 7.4 million, a decrease of 87,000 from the same time last year. Hong Kong had only once recorded a year of population decline, 0.2% after the SARS epidemic in 2003. The city houses a rapidly aging society with deaths over the last year outstripping births by 12,000. But the government data also revealed a new cause for population decline, more residents leaving than arriving. This is VOA News. Turkish police on Thursday detained dozens of people after a mob of angry men smashed up shops and cars believed to belong to Syrian migrants in the capital. The unrest broke out late Wednesday in response to a fight between locals and migrants in which one Turkish national was stabbed to death. Images on social media showed dozens of shouting men bursting past police and then attacking cars and shops believed to be owned by Syrian families. They smashed windows with stones and crowbars and tore down the metal grill of one store before breaking in and ransacking its shelves. The Capitol Police said they detained 76 people who were either suspected of involvement in the violence or of disseminating incendiary social media posts. Italian firefighters said Thursday they'd battled more than 500 blazes overnight, as another death was reported, taking the toll linked to the wildfires to four over the past week. Temperatures are soaring and set as what to believe to be a new European record of nearly 49 degrees Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit in Sicily on Wednesday. Southern Europe has experienced intense heat waves and wildfires this summer, with deaths also recorded in Greece and Turkey, as experts warn that climate change increases the intensity and frequency of such extreme weather events. The searing heat is due to continue in Italy for several days and risks fueling fires that have already plagued much of the country's south in recent weeks. Britain's most senior police officer on Thursday said detectives will re-examine allegations against Prince Andrew due to the U.S. civil suit filed this week for alleged sexual abuse. The head of London's Metropolitan Police said the force will review the claims after previously opting not to open an investigation. Virginia Giffrey on Monday filed a claim in New York alleging the late U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein regularly abused her and lent her out to, quote, powerful men for sex. She alleges the Duke of York sexually abused her at the London home of convicted sex offender associate Ghislaine Maxwell when she was under 18 about 20 years ago. Rain overnight in wildfire-ravaged areas of Greece have, quote, helped improve the situation on Thursday, a local mayor said, but hundreds of firefighters were still battling to contain new flare-ups. Fires fanned by Greece's most severe heat wave in decades, which authorities have blamed on climate change, continue to burn, leaving three dead, hundreds homeless, thousands forced to evacuate, and economic and environmental devastation in their wake. Temperatures pushed well over 40 degrees Celsius, but a lower 33 was forecast for Thursday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.